Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium. Welcome into this bonus episode of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bartholomew. Just a few moments ago, I spoke with Newport Mayor Jamie Bova and got her latest position with respect to the Newport St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is scheduled for this Saturday. Now, this, of course, in the midst of COVID-19 confusion, a back and forth on whether this parade was going to happen or not. Just a few hours ago, Governor Raimondo here in Rhode Island recommended that the parade be called off. With the governor's announcement that she recommends the parade be canceled, is that something that you as mayor or within the capacity of the city council are going to do immediately?
As mayor, that is not a power I have in the city of Newport. That is not within the mayor's powers for the city of Newport. It is something that can only be done through council. Gotcha. And I think that's very important for folks to understand. Mm-hmm. I'm working on an official statement out of our communications office right now, but we will be, I will be making a motion at tonight's meeting to reconsider last night's vote and to, we'll call that vote again, and then we will be able to have an emergency vote. And I will be voting in favor of revoking the license in light of the firm, clear, new guidance that came out of the governor's office and the Department of Health, guidance that we were trying to get in the past 24, 48 hours and were not able to get.
Okay, so what is the main shift in guidance in your from your purview that would radically change your position from Monday to Tuesday to now Wednesday? What has shifted specifically? What has the governor offered now that has basically made it so you're going to have a complete reversal of your vote from last night?
There was no guidance on mass gatherings and on whether on inside versus outside or what was considered a mass gathering. None of that was given from the health department. And that is something that we seriously had to take into consideration and that I rely on the experts at the Department of Health to give us guidance on.
What would you say to businesses that aren't necessarily a formal part of the parade, but based on the governor's recommendation that there, you know, these large gatherings be postponed? Similarly, there will be a large gathering in Newport surrounding the private sector. As mayor, what's your advice to those who are planning to come to Newport this weekend? Number two, those who are hosting parties, whether it be private events or private businesses. And then number three, what's your message to the rest of the state and the region as to where Newport stands right now in terms of preparedness for COVID-19?
Overall for residents and businesses, I really urge everyone to follow the guidance of the Department of Health, the CDC, recognize that it is not something that anyone takes lightly, and it's not necessarily a great choice for people to be forced to make, but we have to think about this in terms of health and safety. And we are being told not to gather in large groups like that and to be able to have good ventilation and significant distance between people. And I know that this is a celebratory day usually, but we also have to think longer term about our health and the safety of our community, and that I would urge folks to be aware of the guidance and to follow it as best they can.
But as mayor of Newport, what's your message to businesses that are planning on hosting parties that are going to have large amounts of people? Are you offering any sort of guidance at the mayoral level on to the entire community?
So I again, want to make sure that you and everyone understands this is a city council. Everything we do in the city of Newport is done on a city council level. And what I am doing is, as an individual councilor, as a council chair, I am urging people to, and this is when I say people, it's residents and businesses, it's follow the direction of the Department of Health and understand that it might be inconvenient and it might be difficult, but large gatherings are not something that we should be having right now. And we will be continuing as a city to work with the Chamber of Commerce to understand potential impacts on the businesses and on the city of Newport as a whole and understand what we can do to try to help them. But that is, what I'm trying to do right now is urge people to listen to the Department of Health, recognize that they are going to have to make the inconvenient and difficult choice to cancel events, and listen to the fact that we are being told that large groups are a non-starter and that we have to take our health and safety seriously.
One last question. So just on a procedural level, you basically are saying that until you received a position, I suppose, from the governor's office today, that you, in your capacity as mayor, which again, may be a bully pulpit capacity, maybe just a media relations capacity, or simply in your role on the council, that the governor's statement today alone shifted your position from voting for having the parade to now you're saying that small businesses shouldn't gather
on behalf
people?
Of the Department of Health. So what we were wanting, what I was wanting and needing was direction from the Department of Health. I rely on experts in the Department of Health to help us make decisions that are related to public health and safety. And the guidance from the Department of Health had not been there until today. We needed guidance, and we got it today and not yesterday.
Gotcha. All right, Mayor. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I know this is obviously you're in crunch time in general right now, and should basically Newporters and anyone with an interest in this should be watching for the results of a city council meeting tonight that was already previously scheduled meeting.
Yeah, we meet the second and fourth Wednesday of the month every month. And this was a previously scheduled meeting that I will be making a motion to add an emergency vote at.
Okay. And have you heard from other councilors? Is the expectation that the council as a whole will go along? Do you expect a 7-0 vote that this permit will be revoked?
I'm not sure. I expect that it will be revoked given that it was a 4-3 vote last night. But I'm not sure.
All right. Thanks so much, Mayor. Appreciate it.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.